Well, folks, here we go again. The rapture's gonna happen again, as it has for the 30th time since last year, and we're gonna go through it again. It's gonna be the end of the world again. obviously, none of this is true, but there is another fake prediction. And it's interesting how the media covers this, because the guy that's predicting it, so they'll call him a religious expert, and what they're trying to do is make all of Christianity look bad because of this guy. So, you know, end of the world 2018, will the rapture occur on April 23rd? Shock prediction says yes. You know, I mean, they're really trying to make fun of all Christians with this, when really it's just some crazy guy. If you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. I, of course, am the aforementioned Josh Peck. And if you could, go through and take advantage of all the free videos, free podcasts, a whole bunch of free information for you. The website is updated daily with fresh new material, so make sure you check that out. And if you could, hit that donate button, because it really does help. It helps keep these videos free and helps get the gospel out to people who really need it, because they're inundated with this kind of garbage. So the end of the world apparently could be arriving sooner than we thought, as a new theory. And it's not a new theory, but that's what they're saying. It's a new theory suggests that we're now in the end times. And could the shock prophecy be true? Will the rapture occur on April 23rd? Of course not. Well, I mean, I suppose it could. It could happen at any time, but nobody knows that. And of course, this article, as so many of them do, they are conflating the end of the world with the rapture. We're talking about two different events here, but they're making it as one event. Now, so according to some, codes in the Bible suggests the end of the world is imminent, with Earth set to be destroyed on April 23rd. Now, it is a common Christian belief that we're living in the end times, which started way back in the days of Paul, even. So, yeah, sure. I mean, technically, if we're going to use that terminology, but at the same time, most Christians recognize that you can't predict or calculate when the rapture is going to happen. And every attempt to do so, and they happen all the time, every attempt to do so, of course, has proven to be false, because we're all still here. So this new rendition of the same old theory suggests that the end time dates back to astrological constellations appearing on November 23rd. Surprise, surprise, matching the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's always that verse, that passage that comes up when these people try to predict the rapture or something. Which, of course, that's talking about the birth of Jesus. Actually, Dr. Michael Heiser has some excellent information on that. Go to drmsh.com and search Revelation 12, and you can find that. But according to this so-called expert, this passage signals the start of the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. The passage 12, 1 through 2 reads, "And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth." I actually interviewed Dr. Michael Heiser on Into the Multiverse. Look up the episode called, I believe it was called Astral Prophecy or something like that. Look up Into the Multiverse, Dr. Michael Heiser, and I think the episode was called Astral Prophecy. I've interviewed him a number of times, but it was one of those, and we talked specifically about Revelation 12. It also might be in Revealing Heaven, Reversing Hermann. That was another episode that I think we dealt with this topic, but he goes into detail on what Revelation 12 is all about, and it's not what this person here is trying to say. So this article is saying it's thought that Virgo is the woman from the passage. On April 23rd, the sun and moon will be in Virgo, as will Jupiter, which represents the Messiah. Experts at first dismissed this claim when they discovered this alignment happens every 12 years. So apparently we're supposed to get a rapture every 12 years then. You know, but of course, these conspiracy theorists or these date setters, they want to ignore the data that doesn't conform with something that they already decided. and they want to stick with their preconceived idea, which, I mean, it fails 100% of the time. So this claim that another planetary alignment representing the lion of the tribe of Judah will make this time the rapture instead of the others. So this guy, even in this article is saying he's the main expert he's not an expert, suggesting the end times are here. But this article, as much as this article is mocking him, this article is trying to say he's a Christian expert. They're doing that because if this is the expert, how crazy must the rest of us be? That's what articles like this do. That's what the media tries to do to Christianity. So Mr. Mead, is this guy's name. He also predicts that a mythological planetary system known as Planet X or Nibiru will appear in the sky on April 23rd. He claims it will then pass the Earth in October, causing the start of the rapture with huge volcanoes and volcanic eruptions due to its gravitational force. He said, during this time frame on April 23rd, 2018, the moon appears under the feet of the constellation Virgo. The sun appears to precisely clothe Virgo. Jupiter is birthed on April 8th, 2018. The 12 stars that the date include the 9 stars of Leo and 3 planetary alignments of Mercury, Venus, and Mars, which combine to make a count of 12 stars on the head of Virgo, thus the constellation Virgo, Leo, and Serpens Ophiuchus, I always have trouble saying that one, represent a unique once-in-a-century sign, exactly as depicted in the 12th chapter of Revelation. This is our time marker. So he's even admitting that it's once in a century. So what about all the other centuries? We had about 20 of them since Jesus. What about those centuries? So the rarity of the formation has come into question with Jonathan Sarfati suggesting the phenomena has occurred 4 times in the last millennium, and we are still here, of course. So in an article entitled Will the World End on 23 April, he said, quote, as usual with any astrology or Christian adaptations of it, one cherry picks the stars that fit the desired conclusion. There is nothing to suggest that April 23rd is a momentous date for biblical prophecy, and Christians need to be careful about being drawn into such sensationalist claims. We won't know the day or the hour, so we should be prepared at all times, end quote. Amen. And that's what this is all about. I didn't bring this article up or this topic up to mock this guy. This is actually kind of frightening, the state of the church, because there are a lot of people that are going to believe this yet again. And there are a lot of people that are going to, they're not going to be disappointed when it doesn't happen. They're going to come up with excuses yet again. And then the date will get pushed back yet again. And it just cycles and cycles and cycles and cycles. And there are a lot of Christians that will follow this kind of stuff. The timing of it doesn't matter, because even if you don't believe in a rapture, even if you're a Christian who doesn't believe in a rapture, even if you're an atheist who doesn't believe in any kind of rapture or anything, we still don't know when we're going to die. We know that we will, but we don't know when. We have no idea. I could have a brain aneurysm and fall down dead before I have a chance to even finish this video. You know, we have no clue when we're going to die. Same with the rapture, I guess. You know, we really don't know. But we shouldn't be focused on the timing of that. We should be prepared for what happens on that eventuality. What happens when we die? And that's the most important question, right? We're all going to die someday. So what happens next? It's good to be prepared now, because what if we don't have a chance to prepare it after we die? You know, that's what Christians believe. That's what I believe, that after we die, your choice has already been made, and it's sealed in eternity, because eternity is outside of time. Eternity is a state outside of time. So the choice that you've made inside of time while, you know, living your life inside of time, that's sealed once you exit time. Because once you exit time, all, you know, change and all that stuff that comes along with the blessing of time that we have here on Earth, that's gone. That's out the window. You don't have that anymore. So whatever you are going into eternity, that's what you are for eternity. You don't have a chance to take it back. You don't have a chance to alter it in any way. So that's the crux of the gospel, is that Jesus provides a way that when we are in eternity, we'll be all right. We'll be able to be in his presence. will be able to withstand that awesome power and energy and fire and, you know, all the holiness that exudes from him. We'll be able to actually withstand that because we'll have the covering of Christ. So all you got to do is just accept that Christ died for you. And I've said this in other videos, it's not as important that you fully understand every little tiny little bit of what it all means. Because if you wait for that, it'll never happen. It's an ongoing journey. You're always learning more. But it just takes that first step of faith to say, you know what, Jesus, I may not fully understand this, but I certainly want to be okay after I die. And I know I'm going to die. And I understand I'm not going to have a chance to take care of that later. So I would like to take care of that now. Jesus, show me the way. I want to dedicate my life to you, and I want to be saved, and I want to be with you in eternity instead of the alternative, which is, you know, of course, hell and all that stuff. And that opens up a whole other area of discussion that we'll have to do a video on some other time. But feel free to email me if you have questions, joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. But yeah, I mean, that's all it takes. So it doesn't really matter about all this rapture stuff. I mean, sure, you can believe in a rapture. You can believe pre, mid, post, pre-wrath, you know, or no rapture at all. It doesn't make you any more or less of a Christian. What makes you a Christian is where you stand with Jesus, what your relationship is with Jesus. Do you have one or not? You know, the world is really two people, followers of Jesus and those who aren't. So, That's the choice that you have to make. Nobody can make it for you. Nobody's going to force you into anything. You have your own free will. Whether you believe in it or not, God gave you that free will to exercise on your own. So it's your choice. No one's going to force you into anything. Christianity is not about that. So I hope that helps, and I hope that you do accept Jesus today if you haven't already. If you're not a Christian, if you're an atheist and you're trying to figure out what are these crazy Christians believing in now, and it's totally fine. But I do hope that you made that first step of faith. That would be amazing. And that's what we try to do here on this channel, is spread the gospel, try to bring some reason and some sanity into the insanity that a lot of the Christian church has brought into Christianity and Jesus and the Bible and all this stuff. So that's what I try to do here on this channel. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Take advantage of all the free material. I update it every single day, so every day you can get some new stuff. And if you can, click the donate button and help this channel out, because I put my own money into this as well. When we as a community come together, we can build something amazing. So let's do that. If you can't afford to donate, that's totally fine. You can donate your time by sending this to your friends. You can comment. You can share this on social media. Send it to an atheist friend who might think that Christians are kind of kooky because they believe in this rapture stuff. You know, send it to them. But anyway. All that being said, I love y'all so much, and until next time, take care and God bless.